last month I gave an excursus of the Mass and the Ars Celebrandi of the Mass. Ars Celebrandi means the art of celebrating the Mass is everything. And in the Ars Celebrandi, they said that the priest is everything. Sometimes he acts like a politician. Sometimes he acts like a salesman. Sometimes he acts like a marketing man. Sometimes he acts like a magician. Today I will be a magician. Imagine yourself that you are these wine glasses. And the spirit is the water. And there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. The first gift, the gift of wisdom. The second gift, the gift of understanding. The third gift, the gift of piety. The fourth gift, the gift of knowledge. The fifth gift, the gift of fortitude. The sixth gift, the gift of counsel. And the last gift is the gift of the fear of the Lord. Voila! That's the magic. I'm not yet done. But I'm simply illustrating to you how the Holy Spirit works. Without the Spirit, we as Christians are empty. But with the Spirit, there are two works. He fills us. The Spirit fills us. Importantly, the Spirit gives color to our life. Gives life to that void or space inside. You see, in our celebration today, Pentecost is a Greek word originally, which means Pentecoste, which means 50 days. Okay? In the Jewish culture, it's 50 days after the Passover, which is called the Feast of the Week. So that 50 days after the Passover, many of the Jews went to Jerusalem. And where are the disciples? They were still in Jerusalem, in that upper room. But during that time, the upper room was outside the walls of Jerusalem. Okay? So, but there were many Jews who were there. Because it was a feast, the Feast of the Week. For us Christians, it's 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord. Okay? That's why it's called Pentecost. 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord. But how did Pentecost happen? In the account of John in our gospel today, it says that when the disciples were afraid and they were hiding, they were in a locked room called the cenacle or the upper room. And suddenly, Jesus came. And the first thing that he said was, "Peace be with you." And then he showed his hand. Why? Because they were afraid. The first piece was to remove their fear of faith. Remove their fear. You know that fear is the greatest enemy of faith. Faith cannot root itself when there is fear. And that's why Jesus had to give them to share the gift of peace. Peace be with you. Not only was Jesus removing fear, he was also erasing their doubt. Their doubt. Because they have heard so many rumors that he is alive. Mary Magdalene said, "I have seen the Lord." In fact, she saw the Lord. Rabboni, which means teacher. And Jesus said, "Martha, don't touch me. Or Mary, don't touch me. Because I have not ascended to my Father." And then when two disciples were walking to Emmaus in Luke chapter 26, they have seen the Lord and recognized him through the breaking of the bread. And then they went back to Jerusalem. They were leaving Jerusalem. They went back to Jerusalem and told the disciples who were in the upper room, the scene of our gospel today, and told them, "We have seen the Lord. In fact, we recognize him by the breaking of the bread." But still, in spite of those accounts, Peter and John went to the tomb, but they did not see anything. They saw an empty tomb. They saw the cloth that was used to wrap the body of Jesus. So they were still in doubt. Is he really alive? And that is why the first piece was to remove fear and also doubts. And he showed them his hands and he showed them his side. Then he said, "Peace be with you," for the second time. But immediately after saying, "Peace be with you," for the second time, he added, "Now the Father sent me, now I send you." Now I send you. The second piece was to give them courage and commission them. Commission them. "Now that you have peace, go out. As the Father sent me, now I send you." For what mission? For what mission? You're not listening. The mission of whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. That was the mission. Go out. That was their mission. There is a parallel gospel you will find in Matthew chapter 28. And the same structure of the gospel. This was before Jesus left. "Go out to the whole world and tell the good news." Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. And then the next verse says, "Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Look at the structure. Our structure today says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." What is the mission that I want you to do? Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Be dispensers of God's forgiveness and mercy. Whose sins you retain will be retained. In Matthew, "Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news." What's the mission? Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The gift of peace enabled the gift, the disciples, the apostles, to receive the next gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Spirit, which is very important. Why? As I've said, without the Spirit, we would be like clanging bells, empty. We can be noisy. We can be busy, but hollow inside. Empty inside. The gift of the Spirit fills us up with God's Spirit. With God's Spirit. But not only that, the gift of the Spirit colors our life. Gives us a mission. Gives us a purpose of life. Why are we here? Lord, send me. send me. Pentecost is the gift of the Spirit. There are seven gifts of the Spirit that I've said. Wisdom, understanding, piety, KFC, knowledge, fortitude, counsel, and fear of the Lord. They're also called sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace. Why is it a sanctifying grace? You see, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 and 14, it describes there that God, through His offering sacrifice of Himself, sacrifice of His life, has saved us and is now seated at the right hand of God. Okay? Jesus now seated at the right hand of the God. But with that offering, Jesus has perfected forever those brothers and be sanctified. What we do not know, brothers and sisters, are like this empty wine glass. Within, there is something that is willing to come out, that is willing to give life. But we need the Spirit to give us that life, to give us that color, to give us that meaning and purpose in life. Today, as we celebrate Pentecost, I invite everyone to look into our life and see our many gifts. How can we nourish those gifts? Allow the Spirit to work. Fill our hearts and our soul with the Spirit, and we will have life. Our prayer for this Sunday is very simple. Lord, let your peace enter into my heart. Lord, let your Spirit give color to my life. As we celebrate also ministry, stewardship weekend, of service weekend, we have Pat and Cheryl Bruto here from our parish, who has been doing volunteer work and ministry in our parish and will share to us how they have used the Spirit, their different gifts, in serving our parish. Pat and Cheryl.
Thank you, Father. Good afternoon. My name's Pat, Father said, and this is my wife, Cheryl. We've been asked to briefly speak this weekend, as Father said, to our experience with becoming involved in church ministry. Cheryl and I grew up in the Midwest as cradle Catholics, where we met and were married in 1990. We moved to Arizona 22 years ago, and were members of the parish of St. James until moving to Anthem in 2006. At that time, we were blessed with finding this wonderful parish. We were later blessed with our daughters, who are outside running around, Abby and Sarah, which, as some of you are already aware, is a whole other story. We have made many wonderful friends since becoming parishioners, and much of the reason is because of our involvement in the parish. Cheryl works full-time. She's an extraordinary minister of the Eucharist and works as an aide in the religious education program, which our daughters both attend. She has also recently begun attending a parish Bible study program during the week.
Our week, as is many of yours, are quite hectic. We have the daily grind of a typical family with lots of activities and kids' functions. The girls are involved in soccer, gymnastics, dance, basketball, and will soon be taking music lessons, not all at the same time, thank goodness. Pat works full-time and plays baseball when he's not broken. He also attends the Tuesday morning Bible study in the office and a Wednesday night men's group. Pat is in the choir. He's a member of the Knights of Columbus, a youth core team member, and will soon be teaching sacrament prep starting this fall. We are both involved in the small Christian communities development, and we all take part at church functions. We didn't volunteer when we first came to St. Rose. Rather, we just attended the functions instead. Once Pat joined the Knights, we started helping out at functions and became much more involved with the church. Our experience and most were personally rewarding in that we made new friends, learned much more about the parish, and most importantly, we had fun. We juggle our home and church life so that we stay on track to put our focus on God first.
Sharing our time in attending church functions has brought us closer together as a couple, which helped us overcome trials. We feel we've become better Christians and have grown closer to God. We are closer as a family and closer to our community. Cheryl and I strive to nurture the relationship our girls have with God. We try to show our girls the importance of volunteering, and it may be working, as quite often you can see them collecting song sheets after masses, and they love helping Jewel with the bistro once a month, which may be because they get their first choice of donut. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to judge. So why do we think others should volunteer their time? Well, we have a busy, growing parish. There are many ministries that need your help. And the fellowship shared with your brothers and sisters during events and the feelings of accomplishment it gives when it's over is priceless.
We want to leave you with this thought. What is most valuable to you? What things are taking up the most time in your life? Giving your time, talent, and treasure pleases God because it benefits you, your family, and your community.
As we celebrate Pentecost, I pray we all make a commitment to be more generous with the gifts we are given by the Holy Spirit. Thank you.